Please stand in reverence to the reading of God's Word. We're going to start reading in verse number 1 of the 6th chapter. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it might be well with thee, and that ye might increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Let us pray. Father, again, I thank you for the precious word of God. I thank you for your goodness this morning in bringing these folk here to be here, Lord, to honor you and, Father, to hear from your word. And, Lord, that we might all be better today than we was yesterday. God, that we might learn to serve you better. Lord, that we might understand just a little bit more how much you loved us. And Father, I certainly pray there be any here in this place that knows you not as personal Savior. Oh God, that this would be the day when they're born into the family of God. And Lord, we thank you again for thy word. And I certainly beseech thee, Lord, this preacher needs to be empowered by thee. And I ask you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may be seated. If you notice in verse number 2, and if you notice down in verse number 7, it speaks about our children, speaks about the commandments and the statutes of the Lord that they ought to be taught to our sons and our son's son. Goes on down there, and he says in verse number 7, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. In other words, the importance of teaching God's Word, the precepts and principles of God's Word, is so important that God wants to make sure we do not fail to teach them to our children. Now, over in the book of Mark, just keep your place in Deuteronomy. Turn over to the book of Mark, the 10th chapter, please. The 10th chapter of the book of Mark, we want to read a few more verses starting at verse number 13. Mark 10, verse 13. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. God used Jesus here, God the Son, used an illustration as he was teaching the disciples and the people there that day. He used the illustration of a little child, and he set this little child on his lap and began to talk about the little children. He made an illustration. He said that we have to come as little children if we're going to enter the kingdom of God. And he basically is saying we must have the faith, the simple faith that a child has. Now, I'm sure you're all familiar as you've raised children and you understand the little hearts are so tender. If a mommy or daddy was tell them something, they just take it as true. They just accept it. Because they're just that away. They accept things so easily. And that's what Jesus is saying that we must do to come to him. We must just simply accept the fact he's the Son of God, that we are sinners, need saved, and we must, as a little child, come in childlike faith, receiving Christ as our personal Savior. So this morning, what I want to do is I want to preach a message which I simply have entitled, The Blessed Children. The Blessed Children. We last week done a little bit of teaching. We didn't take a whole lot of time on it, but we talked a little bit last week, Sunday morning, on the New Age movement. I just want to go back for a few moments, and I'm sure that if you've been in any bookstores here lately, you will find whole sections that is devoted to New Age material. Now, I just want to say to you that this New Age material is leading us away from God. It is deceiving material. It is putting man first, humanism. In other words, man decides what should be done instead of God. And I'm just simply saying this kind of material is spreading throughout all kinds of things that we'll talk about in just a moment. But you have to be so careful of what you get a hold of. There is, and there has been for some time, a plan, a satanic, diabolical plan to get to the children of this nation. And they're doing everything under the sun to get to the children. Because you see, adults are grown up, and pretty well, a lot of times you're not going to get to them. You can get to some of them. But if they can start on the little precious children and begin to put into their hearts the wrong kinds of doctrines and teachings, they will grow up then and will produce children and will teach their children that very thing. You see, the principle back in the book of Deuteronomy is that we will teach the Word of God, the statutes, the commandments of the Word of God to our children. We do that when we walk through the day. We do that when they set us down. We do that when we lay down. We do that when we get up in the morning. It's a consistent thing that we must be teaching the truths of God's Word to our children. And so God is impressing, even back here in the book of Deuteronomy, Israel, teach your children the Word of God. And I will say to us today, people, this congregation of Blessed Hope Baptist Church, teach your children the things of God. Teach them the Word of God and be diligent in that. Because you see, this plan to attack children is in every area of life today. And I've told you so many times, and I want to say it again, Satan does not have any scruples. He does not care how he gets your children. He does not care what he does or how he does it, as long as he gets them. Now, if you think he plays fairly, you're wrong. He don't care how he does it. He's after our children. He's after our grandchildren, because even here in the Word of God, it tells us, teach your sons and your sons' sons the Word of God. So it's a responsibility for us. Certainly the main part of the teaching is going to fall upon the parents to teach them. But it certainly is right for us as grandparents to help in that teaching and constantly helping to bring children up in the admonition and the nurture of the Lord. Now, I just want to say to you, this diabolical plan has been put into effect many, many years ago. It did not start yesterday. And what we are seeing now in today's world is the result of some of the things that started 50 years ago. Things that they were beginning to put into schools and organizations and all kinds of things, and even bring into churches, that they are teaching wrong doctrine from the Word of God to get us settled in our mind, to get our minds thinking that direction, so that we begin to believe down the road that the state has more say over our children and knows what's best for our children more than the parent does. And that's not true. Children are to be with their parent, to be raised in the admonition and the nurture of the Lord. So we can go back quite a ways and understand that this has been in practice, and they're doing a tremendous job of getting to the children of America. Now, they basically want to teach them. They want to get them from birth on, right soon after birth, on up through their child years. That's why you're seeing a great move on to get children to come to a school at 3 years of age or 4 years of age or whatever it might be. They want them somewhere they can be indoctrinated in at a very early age. Let me say something. Let me say it in kindness. God put the parent there to teach him. Those little children need the parent's teaching and love and kindness more than they ever need somebody from the state to teach them what they ought not to do. It's parents that must gather together and make a decision in their hearts. I'm going to see to it that my children are raised in the admonition and nurture of the Lord, and I'm going to do that no matter what. That's what God tells me to do, and I'm going to do that. Now, one of the things, the main thing they want to do is to destroy the faith in Jesus Christ. They want to destroy that faith. And they'll do everything they can to get children to not look to Christ for their answers. But let me just say something to you. Jesus is the answer. He's the answer to all of our problems. He's the answer of eternal life. He is God. He is God the Son. He is everything the book, the Word of God says He is. And He is what we need, you see, and not someone that knows nothing about Him. Now, you see, they've been very subtle some ways when they first started this. They began to institute just small teachings here and small teachings there so they would get the people used to this. And, of course, they've used the public schools. They've used them as a place of teaching humanism. And let me say this to you. Don't think that this pastor's down on Boy Scouts or down on Girl Scouts. But let me say to you, even there, the teachings are coming in through the Boy Scouts and through the Girl Scouts. And not that they don't do a great work, but teachings are being brought into there. Even here a while back, they tried to get it okay to have homosexuals to oversee and be a leader of Boy Scouts. Would you want that? Would that be what you wanted for your child? Certainly we would not want that. But they are moving in those directions. That's why you have to just be very careful. The YWCA, the YMCA, years ago was tremendous organizations. But you have to be so careful because many of these teaching now has come into them. Did you know that that used to mean Young Men's Christian Association? And they call it YMCA, but it meant Young Men Christian. And now many of the Christian teachings that used to be there are not there anymore. What I'm simply doing is warning you that everywhere you look in every area of life, they're doing everything they can to get to the children of America. And I say also to you, many of the toys that are produced today are not toys to help build character, not toys that will help give them some skills, but they are toys that teach the wrong kind of teachings. All of these weird-looking things and out of somewhere, out of the pits of hell, I suppose, and that's what they want the young children to deal with is all of these weird type of toys and all of these things that have great power and their sword, you see, taking the place of God. I'm simply saying to you, be careful when you buy toys for your children. Don't let them continue to use those kind of toys that is not good for them. Give them toys that will build some character and give them some skills in their life. Not only that, used to, and you say, Brother Ross, you was an old fogey, I know it, but back when I was a young boy, comic books was like Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and some of those, the white guy, the white hat guy always won. I mean, you never seen the black hat guy win. Never, never, never. You see, but nowadays they've got some of the weirdest comic books you ever seen in your life. Weirdest pictures and thoughts and ideas in those comic books. They're trying to get to the mind of the children. And not only that, cartoons and movies. Folks, you've got to be careful. You've got to see what your children are seeing. Be careful of these cartoons that's on, and they teach wrong principles on these cartoons and in the movies. Be careful about those things. You understand? Parents have got to watch out for it, and you've got to see to it that you don't get involved in those old things, those old wicked things they put in that VCR thing and show some of the most wicked things you've ever seen in your life. Don't you dare get involved in that kind. That warp your mind. Don't let your children watch those kind of things. They're trying to get to the mind of the child, you see, and turn their hearts away from the Lord. We can look at the music. What they call music nowadays is not music. It is satanic sound and noises. Much of the music today is nothing but absolutely trying to warp the minds of young children. Listen to me. Don't let your children, and I realize something. I can preach it, but I can't make you do it, but I can preach it. You understand? Whether you do it or not, it's going to be in your ballpark. But I want to tell you something. I wouldn't allow one rock music tape or record or whatever it was in my household. I would put every one of them, I would break them, I would tear them up. They call them Christian rock, and there is absolutely no such thing as Christian rock. If it's Christian, it's not rock, and if it's rock, it's not Christian. And you need to get rid of that stuff. You need to take it out and burn it. Some of our young people did that. Praise God they did that. They got rid of that junk out of their life. And that's what you and I need to do. We need to make sure that our children are not taught these things and doesn't listen to that horrendous music that they call music. It's nothing but out of the pits of hell. You don't want that in your ears of your sweet, precious children. God gave you those children. Raise them up in the admonition and nurture of the Lord. Protect what they hear and what they see. God puts you there for that purpose, you see. And we know, of course, drugs is another thing that is widespread in this country. I don't have to explain all that to you. Everywhere you go, you see about this drug thing. And let me say to you, folks, just being very careful, but just as a warning, you know, sometimes we adults run for the medicine chest as soon as we get a little hurt. And we are establishing a principle in our kids' life is when you hurt just a little, go get something and take for it. We better be careful how much dependent we are on medicine. And I'm talking about medicine that is not necessary medicine. I realize that some folks got problems, they have to take certain medicines. But be careful about that. Don't let your children see you running to a bottle of medicines and that's your salvation, that's your hope. Don't do that because that'll put something in their mind one of these days that they also can get anything and take something and that'll be their help. That was just a warning. That was extra. We ought to be also in the libraries at our school and public libraries. I don't know whether you know it or not, but a lot of the libraries, folks, are putting all kinds of horrendous books and tapes and things in the library that they can rent out. I'm saying to you, folks, protect your children. It's all kinds of things are coming. Witches, Satanism, occultism, all of these things are intermixed many times right into all of these things that we do on a daily basis. And you want to be careful. Protect the blessed children. Protect them. Okay? Do everything you can to protect them. You see, many daycare centers, and I know I'm a fanatic, but you've got to be careful where you're going to put your child in a daycare center. Let me say to you, and I'm saying this from my heart, daycare center is not the place for your children. A mama daddy center is the place for your children. See, the state wants to get you to send your children to school at 3 years old, some at 4 years old. They want to get them as early as they can to get them indoctrinated. And I want to tell you something. What needs to be done is, and in fact, I encourage this. Sometimes if the date of a child starting school is right on the line or something, I try to encourage our people, keep them home another year. They need that mom and dad. They need that. They need those blessed things that mom and dad can give them. And, of course, you know, you have to make up your mind on that. But I say to you, folks, listen, it's not daycare centers are not a place for your children. Someone asked me quite some time ago, Brother Ross, are you going to start a daycare center here to school? And I like to scream to the top of my voice. I said, it'd be the last thing in the world I ever start. All you're doing is encouraging mamas to say, go to work and put their children in a daycare center so they don't have to raise them up. I would never start one of those. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't have anything to do with it. I wouldn't start a four-year-old kindergarten. I wouldn't start it. No. 5 years because they have to have kindergarten. They have to have first grade and all through. We do that. We have kindergarten here. But I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't start a four-year-old kindergarten for nothing in this world. They need mom and dad. Mom and dad's the one that God put over them and to raise them and raise them up in the admonition of the nurture and of the Lord. And that's where they need to be. And I know this. I know there's just horrible stories that are terrible coming out in some of these psychiatrists and nursing and doctors. They're using New Age practices. They're using meditation. They're using hypnosis and all kinds of things like that. I preached on that last week. I said to you, folks, God never intended for us to give our mind over to something. He wanted us, he said, he tells us he'll keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, on him. And he wants our mind on him. He doesn't want our minds to be blanked so that old Satan can step in. I spent quite a bit of time on that. Anything that tries to get you to empty your mind is wrong. I don't care if that's yoga. I don't care if it's judo or karate or any of those things that are used to empty your mind. It is wrong. You don't need to empty your mind, my dear friend. You need to fill it with Christ. You keep your mind upon the things of the Lord, you see. No, Satan don't like that. Satan's going to want you to get rid of all these or partake of all these other things. Empty your mind so he could come in. I don't have time to give you all the things I told you last week. But I'm telling you, I've met men who has literally turned over to Satan in writing. And the first thing they would do is tell him that he need to empty his mind of everything. And then old Satan would literally tell him what to write, and it was always blasphemous things about God. You don't want to empty your mind. You want to meditate upon the Word of God. What does God say over in the book of Joshua, 1st chapter, 8th verse? Meditate upon the Word of God. Do it night and day. Do it all the time. See, you've got to meditate upon something. Meditate upon the Word of God. Meditate upon Christ. Not empty your mind so that old Satan can fill it. No, meditate upon the Word of God. Now, you've probably heard of Anton LaVey. He's the one who started the Satanic Church out in California. You've heard about this rascal, I'm sure you have. He started the Worldwide Church of Satan. That's what he calls it, you see. And did you know on many of the college campuses, his Satanic Bible outsells the real, true Word of God Bible? I said on college campuses. In fact, in some places, it outsold it 10-1. Do you know what his Bible is? Do you know what he's done with it? He's simply taken the Word of God and reversed it. That's what he's done. And the Satanic Bible sells on college campuses, many of them, better than the Word of God sells. Thank God in America, the Word of God is still number one bookseller. And a lot of that reasons for that is people like us, people like this congregation, we just ordered another 36 Bibles. We got to get Bibles out, get the Word of God out. There's places that are putting Bibles out by the thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of Bibles, and they buy them and spread them all over the world. That's right. That's what needs to be. But there's some places in America, in our college campuses and other places also, that a Satanic Bible will outsell the blessed book, the Word of God. So you see, we've got to be careful. Another thing that this man, I hesitate to call him man, but this LaVey said, he said the chief duty of every new age is to raise up new men to determine its liberties, to lead it toward material success. Don't you understand that this great drive for financial success does not come from God? You say, well, Brother Ross, does God against me succeeding? No, if you succeed in your Christian life first. But there's a great drive across this nation that you're not successful unless you are financially well off. That's not true. You need to be spiritually successful. I told you about that. The real success is finding the will of God and doing it. That's success. No matter what it brings you financially, that's success. Find the Word of God, what He wants for your life, His will for your life, and do it. That's success. Amen? And you'll be successful if you do that. You see, over in Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, 13th verse, he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Now, God's going to give you the conclusion of the whole matter. He says, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Now, wait a minute, folks. Listen to me. Some of you may be saying, I don't like what he's saying. Did you just hear what God said? Now, he says the whole duty of man. Listen to what God says, not what you think. All right? Listen to what God says. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That's what God put you here for. Is to fear God, keep His commandments. That's what God wants you to do. That's your duty to do that. Amen? That's what God put you here for. Glorify the Lord. Listen, in Micah 6:8, he says, He has showed thee, O man, what is good. Now, he's going to show you what's good. He says, and what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. I don't see anywhere in there it talks about you must get rich. And you're going to think wrongly if Brother Ross, you say, Brother Ross, are you against financial people getting financially blessed? No, I'm not. I'm not against it. But I want you spiritually blessed before that other mess. Because God says, seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. then all these other things will be added unto you. First of all, we get right spiritually. First of all, we get our life correct spiritually, see, and then these other things God will add to us as we need, you see. See, so what happens is this. Christians are literally caught up in this prosperity doctrine that's being taught across America. If you're not financially well off, you're not right with God. That's a bunch of baloney. That's not out of the Word of God, nowhere. You want to find Jesus Christ as He walked this earth? You want to find He didn't even have a place to lay His head? You want to look at some of the disciples' lives, and they went about from town to town. They had no money. They had nothing. And they was doing the will of God, preaching the Word of God. You want to say that if a person is not financially well off, he's out of the will of God? That's a lie from the pit of hell. You see, but Satan wants you to believe that it's must go out there and do everything you can to obtain a great financial stored up amount of money so that you'll be well off. Now, that's what Satan wants you to do. And you know what happens then? Well, I'm sorry, Brother Ross. I work on Sunday and I just can't come. I know I ought to be in church, but I just can't come. Well, I know, Wednesday night I work. I just can't come, you know. And boy, I've got so many things to do. You know, I work during the week and 7 and 6 days, and Sunday's the only day I've got to do anything else. And I tell you, I just don't... Who's that coming from? You want to tell me where that's coming from? I'll guarantee you it's not coming from God. For He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, all these other things will be added unto you. You understand? You see, we accept what man says so many times. When God has got a plan for us, a simple plan just to do His will, and we'll be successful. Gloria Steinem, and I think most of you probably know of her, she's a feminist. She said this, by the year 2000, I hope we will raise our children to believe in human potential instead of God. Let me give you a good one, what she said. Listen to this. She said, I look forward to the day when one Sunday morning, all across America, women get up and not one of them go to the house of God. Where'd that come from? Come from the pits of hell. That's what her desire is, you see. She wants women out here looking so much for the things of this world that they won't do the duty that God gave them to do. Now, I know something. I'm glad. We got some sweet ladies here who'll be in Sunday school next week. They ain't going to join in on that thing. They know where God wants them in the house of God. Amen? You bet. And so I'm just simply saying to you, let's look at it from God's standpoint. Do you understand it? I don't have a whole lot of time. It's all right. Those folks know how to take care of her. You know, I don't have a lot of time to deal with this. But folks, let me share something with you. If you will just look back, you will remember it. Some of you are too young to remember the change. Some of the young children are too young to remember the change. But years back, they went to this unisex thing. They want to make boys and girls look alike. They want the boys to look like girls, and they want the girls to look like boys. And let me say to you, in dress and in hair and many other ways, they have succeeded. But that's the unisex. That's one of the things that they are trying to do, is trying to destroy a woman's place, and it's a blessed place. It's a wonderful place. They're trying to destroy the man's place, and it's a blessed place. It's where God wants them, and they're trying to exchange them. Even the roles in life. If you will look at many of the textbooks in your public schools, you'll find that they will show a little girl out changing a tire, and they'll show a boy in washing dishes. Now, I'm not just talking about once in a while some boys washing a dish. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that's bad. Once in a while, we had our boys do that when they're home. And I tell you, we didn't do it too often because it got dangerous. I mean, one would wash, and one would dry, and the other one would put them up. And when he got it washed, he'd flip it over to the one guy, he'd dry it and put it over to the other guy, and he'd put it up. So we didn't use them a whole lot in that regard. But it didn't hurt them to wash some dishes once in a while. I'm not saying that. But they want to reverse the roles of life. They want a girl to do what men were supposed to do, and they want men to do what girls are supposed to do. That's not what God intended. Never did, never was. But you see, that's a plan of Satan to destroy the roles as God has made them. And it's terrible. You got to be careful the books you buy. You got to be careful the magazines you have in your magazine rack. You got to be careful anymore about the bedtime stories you read. You remember years ago, you say, Brother Ross, you're an old fogey. I'm going to tell you again, I am. You remember years ago, you heard about the Care Bears? You say, are you down on the Care Bears? I'm down on them. They make me mad. You know why? Did you ever know what Care Bears do? Did you ever read about a Care Bear? Did you ever what it says about a Care Bear? It says it'll take care of you. Whatever your need is, it'll take care of you. It'll watch over you through the night. It'll be your protector. I've got a thought for them. Care Bear can't help anybody, but Jesus can.
That's right.
Jesus will always be with me. Jesus will be with me through the night. Jesus will protect me.
Amen.
And that's what we need to be remembering, who Jesus is and what he will do. I'm just saying, every of these things come subtly. I'm just saying to your parents, be careful. Be careful. They're blessed, sweet, blessed children. And they need to be raised in the admonition of the Lord. You say, what do we do, Brother Ross? Listen, just gain knowledge about what's going on. Be careful what you purchase for your children. Be careful where they're taught and what's being taught to them. Make sure you get the right teachings, the Word of God, in them instead of the world's teachings. Just read the Word of God and trust God's Word and trust what God said was true, and it is. Give thanks unto our Lord and trust Him to help you to train your children in the admonition and the nurture of the Lord. God wants to help you, every single one of you. I've said it so many times. He will not help you unless you are willing to follow this book. You cannot decide yourself what ought to be. You got to get to the Bible, the Word of God, and say, this is what God says. God says, train up a child in the way that he shall go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Now, isn't that what we ought to do? Sure. We ought to teach them in the ways of the Lord, you see. We ought to train them, admonition and nurture of the Lord. Admonition speaks of not punishment. I guess it's not punishment, but correction. Children at a younger age needs corrected. They need the paddle used on them once in a while. But they need it done in love and in kindness. They need it done rightly, correctly, but they need it done. I want to tell you, I stand here today praising my father. I want to tell you, I got whippings that you wouldn't want to have took. But I stand here this day and I say, thank you, my dad. He's already in heaven, but I want to say thank you. You knocked a bunch of that foolish out of me.
Right.
You took it out of me. I knew enough to, when God spoke, to follow the Lord. Because I'll tell you what, I was scared of my daddy. When my daddy said something, he's remembering him some. I know my wife knows him. When he said something, you just better look out. You say he was mean. No, he was not mean. He was right. Admonition and nurture. You know what the nurturing is? It's the speaking to them and training them. You see, as the years go by, you do less admonition and more nurturing. As they get older, you don't need the admonition as much or the paddle as much, but you need the nurturing. And you teach them, and you speak to them. And as the Word of God said back in Deuteronomy, what are you doing? You are training them on a daily basis. You get up and talk about the Bible. You talk about it when you sit down. You talk about it when you go to sleep. You talk about it again when you get up. You just talk about the Bible. You teach them truths from the Bible. As you move through the day, you teach through the day. And train your young people in the ways of the Lord. Amen? I'm just simply saying to you, I'm going to close. I'm going to say to you, folks, listen to me. Satan is after your children and your grandchildren. He's after them. You may not understand that. I hope you do, but he's after them. He wants them. And he'll do anything he can to get them. I'm saying to parents, please be careful. Please teach right. Please train your children right so that when they grow up, they'll walk with God and serve the Lord. Amen. That's the right, proper thing to do. And you'll be so happy you did it. It's hard to be a parent. It's not easy to be a parent. You go through hard times. You think sometimes, I'm the meanest guy on earth. The kids look at you and say, everything I say, you say no to.
They feel that way. I understand that. But I'm saying to you, I'm so glad I said no to a lot of things. And when you can say yes to it, it's good, proper to say yes to right things. But we have to say no to a lot of things to protect our children. That's why God gave the parents. See, children are not ready to make their own decisions. That's why the parents are there, to help them. Amen? So I just want to caution you as we close today. Please, please. They're blessed children, and they're lent unto us to raise for Him. Please do a good job of it. You won't get a second chance. Amen? Let's pray. Father, again, I thank You for the wonderful grace and kindness that You bestowed upon us. And I do pray for the children, Lord, not only in this church, but all over this community. Oh, I pray, Father, that there'll be moms and dads who love them enough to just train them right in the ways of the Lord. And Lord, that You'll give moms and dads and grandparents extra strength and extra wisdom, that, Lord, that they might help those sweet children as they grow up to learn to love You, walk with You. Now, once again, Lord, we realize that we haven't said a whole lot about salvation, but I would pray, Lord, that You would work upon hearts today. If there is anybody here without Christ, don't know You as personal Savior, I certainly pray the convicting power of the Holy Spirit of God will be upon them, and they'll see their need to walk with You and be saved and love You and, Lord, just be born into the family of God. I pray for that. We just ask Your will in this invitation, that Your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.